Your Acts chapter number 3. If you'll stand, please, in honor of the reading of God's word. We'll begin reading at verse number 18. Peter is now speaking to his countrymen the second time at the temple after healing a man who could not walk and who was begging. All the people were amazed by what had happened to this man miraculously. So Peter, one of the followers of Jesus, began to talk to his countrymen, the Jews, about Jesus. We read beginning in verse 18, "But the things which God announced beforehand by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Therefore, repent and return so that your sins may be wiped away, in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus, the Christ, appointed for you, whom heaven must receive until the period of restoration of all things, about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from ancient time." Verse 22 and 23 will be our focus today. "Moses said, 'The Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. To him you shall give heed to everything he says to you. And it will be that every soul that does not heed that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people.'" So today, Lord Jesus, I hope to honor you by my words. I pray that you might help us today, Holy Spirit of God, to understand Jesus, our promised Messiah, prophet. Help us to understand Jesus, our Messiah, King. Jesus, our promised Messiah, priest, high priest, our Savior, our Lord. We honor you today. We are seeking to follow you, Lord Jesus, these many thousands of years. Though we've not seen you, we love you, Lord, and we believe on you. We ask that today, by your Holy Spirit, as we honor Jesus, Holy Spirit, that you would bring to mind, to people's minds, your words, Lord Jesus, that we might truly hear what you have to say to us, because you are the Messiah prophet. In Jesus' name we pray. All God's people said, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. So there were three leadership offices or roles that were in your Bible. Let me again, I know this is hard. Some here are very knowledgeable of your Bible, others are just starting out. So please let me just take a moment to say to all here, just to explain, and you may already know this, but if you take your copy of God's Word, you have the Old and the New Testament. We understand the New Testament, which is about Jesus and the fulfillment of all that God did through Jesus, by the Old Testament. These two testaments, these two giant books, amazing books, go together. So in the Old Testament, we have recorded for us the history of the Jewish people. And out of the Jewish people came the Messiah, Jesus. And so in the nation of Israel, there were three leadership roles that functioned throughout the thousands and thousands of years of Jewish history. The office or the leadership role of the prophet, Moses being the first prophet of God. And then through Samuel, and then through all of, in your Bible, the last part of your Old Testament Bible has all of the prophets listed, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and the list goes on, Nahum, Habakkuk, Hosea, Zephaniah, and Malachi, and others. So out of these prophets, the prophets spoke to God's people throughout all of the ages of Jewish history to remind them of what God had said, listen, and also to tell about someone who was coming. We quoted from Micah the prophet this morning together, Steve led us, to talk about one who is spoken of from the distant past. Thousands upon thousands of years have now passed upon this earth. All kinds of governments, all kinds of kings, all kinds of nations. Some are in oblivion and forgotten. We sometimes think this is the only part of history that's ever been. No, thousands and thousands of years, and the promises of God came through his prophets. Then the priests, Aaron was the first, came and they stood between the sinful people and a holy God, offering the sacrifices God had prescribed for the Jewish people to make their relationship right with God individually and as a nation, but the blood of the bulls and the calves couldn't do. Someone had to come. So we'll learn next week about Jesus, our high priest, a permanent, eternal high priest in the heavens, whom we have as our high priest. Then in the nation of Israel, there were kings. King David came, Saul. King David was promised by God, because he was a man after God's own heart, that there would always be someone from his family line sit on the king's throne forever. And we know Jesus to be the King of Kings, the promised one. So the week after next, we'll talk about Jesus as king. So what I want you to understand today is what we read in verse number 18, church. This is very important. My favorite word at Christmas time is the word fulfilled. Fulfilled. So when you think about Jesus in a manger, the baby Jesus, or you think about Jesus as a young man, or you think about Jesus as he went about his ministry, Jesus came fulfilling what was promised about him from ancient times. Generation after generation would come among the Jewish people, and they would be reminded of the words of the prophets that someone is coming, a promised one is coming. And this promised one is called, as we read from Peter, the Christ. But the things which God announced beforehand by the mouth of all the prophets, that is his Christ, that is his, the Messiah, the promised one, that he would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Jesus has fulfilled all that was required of the law of God, of the Old Testament, and Jesus has fulfilled in his coming and in his life and in his death and in his resurrection. He has fulfilled all the promises of his first coming, and yet we still have more to go, because now we wait for the final promises of the prophets and the final promises of Jesus, our Messiah prophet, who says, I will come again. So today we think about something we're not as used to in America. We're not used to in our world and in our culture, thinking about prophets. But Jesus is the Messiah. He is our Messiah prophet. So three things quickly I want you to see that we learn from Peter's words to his countrymen about Jesus as Messiah. Number one, I have it here on the screen. Jesus is the promised Messiah. And as prophet Messiah, he speaks for God. So he says, Peter says, Moses said, Deuteronomy 18, the Lord God will raise up for you a prophet. Not many prophets. Not some prophets that will come, some prophet, a prophet, like me from your brethren. To him you shall give heed, that is, pay attention, listen to everything he says to you. So we learn today that Jesus is the greater prophet than Moses. He is the promised prophet to come. Now let's think about Moses for a minute. Moses met God face to face. He met God face to face. He brought the children of Israel out as the deliverer. So they walked across the Red Sea on dry ground. They come out into the wilderness to meet God, and God meets them at what's called the mountain of God. And so God meets them there, and it lightnings and it thunders and it storms. And God's powerful, awesome voice is heard, and the people, the children of Israel, are afraid. So they say to Moses, you go up on the mountain, you hear from God on our behalf, and then you come back and tell us. Hence, the ministry of the prophet is born, where the prophet goes and stands before God to listen to what God has to say, and then says this over and over in the Old Testament. Thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord. He said it sometimes to people who had no interest in hearing, the prophet would say. The people were interested in their own business, going about their own affairs. They would not listen. But the prophets continued to say, every one of them, from Moses all the way to the end, Thus says the Lord. Moses over and over again said to the children of Israel before they crossed in to the promised land, and Joshua led them in, you must pay attention. There are blessings when you listen to God and obey Him. Listen to me, church. And there are curses when you don't obey God, when you don't do what He says. So the prophet stands to speak on God's behalf. Moses was there before God. He went up on the mountain and received from God miraculously the Ten Commandments, which are actually called in the Hebrew language, Ten Words. The Ten Words, the Ten Sacred Words from God, brought them back to the children of Israel. He was the first prophet, but there is a greater prophet who has come, who was promised in the Old Testament. The Lord God will raise up for you a prophet. This is fulfilled in Jesus. So today we're reminded of Jesus in His ministry as prophet. He fulfills the office of prophet. I want you to hear me. When Jesus talked about His words and God's words, I put it here for you. Matthew 5:20. He used to say this all the time. He says it a lot in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5. You have heard that it was said to the ancients. This is what Jesus would say. You have heard that it was said, in other words, in the law. You've heard in the law Moses gave that it was said, but I say to you, bringing up the standard. All of a sudden he speaks as a different kind of prophet. I say to you, so may I say to you what he said to all of us who are followers of Jesus in Matthew 5:20. He said, I say to you, followers of Jesus, are you listening today? Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. I say to you, says the prophet Messiah Jesus. Jesus also said over and over in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, those books that record His teachings. He said this phrase, truly, truly. Maybe you grew up in the King James world. You know, verily, verily. The word is amen, amen. Amen, amen. This is important. Jesus is saying amen, amen. Anytime you read in Jesus' words in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and He begins by saying amen, amen, truly, truly, we have to pay attention. We have to listen to what Jesus is saying. Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, Nicodemus, religious leader, you must be born again. So Jesus is the promised Messiah, the Messiah prophet of God. He is the final prophet of God. Regardless of what religions come along that say, we have another prophet to tell you more about God than Jesus would have told you. Regardless of those cults, Christian cults, that declare they have a prophet leader who has another book, and this book tells you more than what Jesus said. No, all prophecy is fulfilled in Jesus, and Jesus is the final prophet of God. He is the one who declares finally, completely, the way to God, who God is, and what's to come in the future. So Jesus is Messiah, prophet, who speaks for God. He also says something else to us. In His ministry, He preaches like prophets preach. Jesus, secondly, is the promised Messiah. The Messiah prophet, He calls people to repentance. So look at this in your Bible, or here for the sake of time, Mark 1:15. Jesus went out and started His ministry, and He preached these words. Look at this. The time is, what is that word? Fulfilled. All these things that were promised for thousands of years, and generations died without seeing these things fulfilled and the coming Messiah. Now all of a sudden Jesus starts His ministry in Palestine, in the Middle East, and He starts preaching, and He says, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is here. It's at hand. It's here. What do you do? What do you do when the kingdom of God has come? The reign of God, what do? You repent and you believe the good news. that the kingdom of God is here. Look, folks, it's the same today. Peter said it to this group of his countrymen. Therefore, repent and return, verse 19, so that your sins may be wiped away, in order that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus, the Christ, appointed for you. So we are called to repentance. Jesus calls us to repent. I must say to you today, friend, listen to me. The word repent is a good word. It's a word that means God loves you where you are. I would say to you, I've said it all morning long to our people as they've been here and to others. Listen, you must understand in your own life, if you're away from God, come back to God. That's what repenting is. Come back to God. Come back. Come back from your hard-heartedness. Come back from your cynicism. Come back from your unbelief. Come back from your materialism. Come back from all these things that you're caught up in that you think will make a difference in your life. Come back. Repent. Jesus has come. The kingdom of God is here for you to believe and have in your life. Repent. Turn away from your old way of life and believe in the good news. That's what gospel means. In the good news that Jesus will save you and change you. So Jesus preached repentance and believing. Guess what we do in the church? We follow our prophet Messiah. We call people to repent, as I'm trying to do right now. Repent of your sins, turn away from your old ways, and come to Jesus. Follow him, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Those of you who know Jesus and you've gone far away from God, confess your sin. You're miserable, my Christian friend, because you've gone away from God. You're not walking with him. You're not trusting him. You're not living by faith. Repent and come back. Come back to the one who loves you. So Jesus, the promised Messiah, is the final prophet in world history who tells us who God is, what God is like, that we must repent, and oh, by the way, what's going to happen in the future. That's what Jesus, the Messiah prophet, has said to the world through his writings. And he calls us to repent. So all of us who are followers of Jesus, we go our ways talking to our friends. And the first thing we tell them is, look, you must turn from your old ways and believe on Jesus. There's a better way to live. There's a better way to live. Last, let me show you this. Jesus is also, not only is Jesus the prophet who tells us about God, who calls us to repentance, but this last thing is very important. Jesus, the Messiah prophet, offers to us pardon and new life. You know, governments of all kinds throughout world history have sought to provide pardons to people. Pardoning is a part of governments. They pardon people for certain crimes. So kings and presidents practice pardoning. So when we come to know Jesus, you know what the good news is? You're pardoned from your sins. You are pardoned from an eternal place of destruction. You are pardoned from the fact that all who sin fall short of the glory of God, and all who sin deserve death. The wages of sin are death, and we are pardoned when we come to know Jesus. But, stay with me, we also are offered a new life. Not long ago, I was talking to a person who was just, who really, truly is going through a really hard season in their life. And this particular person just said to me in grief and struggle, I wish I could have a new life. And I said, you can. You can have a new life. Do we believe that, church? Do you believe that? You see, that's what being born again in the Spirit is. It's a new life. You may be 80 years old, but you can be born again. You may be 9 years old, and you can be born again. You can start new. All this misery, all this life that's come tumbling in on you based on these bad decisions we all make, we come to know the Lord, and oh yes, consequences for our sin do go on. We still have to deal with what we've done. in our lives with our words and with our deeds and our decisions that we've made. But on the inside, we can be new. We can have new minds. We can learn how to deal with the troubles that have come in our life. So Jesus said, I've put it here for you on the screen for the sake of time. John 5, 24. Listen to his words. Amen, amen, I say to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. Look at the phrases. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you hear me and you believe on the one who sent me, you have eternal life. Believing on Jesus and the one who sent him. God the Father loved us so much, he sent his Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And remember, when you believe on Jesus and you have eternal life, no more judgment. You will not be judged. You're pardoned. You are freed from any condemnation from your past sins, and you have passed out of death and into life. And as Jesus said, and I say it over and over and over, Jesus said, if you believe on me, even if you die, you will still live. Jesus is the promised Messiah prophet. He tells us about God. Jesus is the promised Messiah prophet. He calls us to repent and believe the gospel. Jesus is the promised Messiah prophet. And he offers through himself, differently than any other prophet, he offers eternal life to those who will believe on him. Peter said, to him you shall give heed to everything he says. And it will be that every soul that does not heed that prophet shall be utterly destroyed. Listen, friend, the one thing that is in my mind all of these days of life, walking through stores, driving my car, watching people pass on the byways and highways, is the fact that people who don't know Jesus will perish. You have to know Jesus. You have to be born again to have eternal life. Our family members who don't know Jesus, though they may be moral and kind and wonderful people, if they do not know Jesus, they will perish. It is our responsibility and our obligation to tell the world that they can be pardoned in Jesus. They can be freed and they can have eternal life. So one last thing and we're finished. So Peter, this man who's preaching here, and another disciple named James, and another disciple named John, one day Jesus took them and said, you're coming with me. And they went to a mountaintop. And this is just before Jesus is about to start his movement toward Jerusalem and be crucified. Jesus takes Peter, James, and John, and they're going because the Lord said for them to go. And there they go to this mountain away from everyone else. And the Bible tells us, these eyewitnesses write for us, that there they saw Jesus changed and transformed before their eyes. There was such brilliant light around Jesus and his body and his clothes. He shone with brilliant light, like the sun. An amazing light, a light that was unapproachable. And there in the midst of that light, a voice comes from heaven. And do you know what the voice said? The voice said this, this is my son, hear him. So what do with the remainder of our days as a church? We go to the world, we go to Dixon County, we go to Humphreys, we go to Hickman, we go to wherever we live, we go to work, we go to school, we go to our friends and our family, and we plead with them to hear the words of Jesus, the Messiah, prophet of God. You see, there's no more message beyond Jesus. So many have been deceived, millions upon millions, thinking there's some other prophetic message beyond Jesus. There is no further prophecy. All is fulfilled. The final prophet has come, and his name is Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach is the Hebrew way we say it. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Aren't you glad, ladies and gentlemen? In Jesus Christ, there is hope and fulfillment. We don't need to look for somebody to come along these days to say, here's the way. Here's where you go. Oh, those were all good things that Jesus said, but we've heard some other things from God. And if you'll just hear these things from God, oh, Jesus was good. Jesus, oh yes, he was a prophet. But we have other things for you that have come later. No, as we read from Peter, the prophecy of Moses is clear. The Lord God, and here we are at Christmas time, thinking about how Jesus fulfilled these ancient, folks, I'm talking about ancient, thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago, promised. This distant one who comes from the past. And David says, the Lord God will raise up for you a prophet, and his name is Jesus Christ, Messiah, the prophet, final prophet of God. Will you listen to him? Will you hear him? Will you respond? Listen to the warning. Those who do not hear Jesus, the final prophet, will perish. So where we are today is making a decision about our own personal commitment to Christ. At Christmas time, we think about fulfillment. He is the one who fulfilled all that was promised by the prophets. And I am glad that he is the one that we follow. Aren't you? May the Lord help us. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Thank you for listening. So perhaps you're here this morning. You've heard a lot about Jesus. You've read about Jesus. You've gone to school and heard Professor so-and-so talk about Jesus. You may have even read a little bit about Jesus. But in your own personal life, you have never done this. With your mouth, confessed Jesus as Lord and believed in your heart God raised him from the dead. Well, the Bible says if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You will be born again. So today we call on you. You're our friends. If you don't know Jesus here today, I appeal to you as best I can as your friend, as Pastor Mike. Come to know Jesus. I appeal to you to repent of your old way of life. Come back. Christmas time is the right time. Come back as we celebrate the coming of this one who fulfilled all the ancient words. And he'll give you life, friend. He will give you a new life. He will pardon you. He will free you and release you from a way of sin and guilt and shame and give you hope and joy and peace and abundance in coming to know Jesus. Some of you are here and you need to join this church. We had a couple come in the last hour and join. So if you need to do that this morning, that's what we're here to do. If God tells you it's time, I need to unite with this church. Look, all of us need a church home. All of us need a group of people to pray with, walk with, love Jesus with, study God's word together with. We need to be with a family of people who love Jesus. And if God's leading you here, we invite you to do that. So whatever it is that he wants you to do, we want you to do it. Heavenly Father, now we thank you. We thank you for the promise of Jesus as Messiah and prophet. We thank you that you have come, Lord Jesus, and you have spoken to us about God, the way of life, and how to repent. So today, Lord, help people to do today what you've called us to do. The call has gone out, Lord, through your people for thousands of years. So we repeat it again today until you come. We call people to Jesus. So we pray that you would honor this time. Holy Spirit, move in people's hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.